welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program for your views, questions and comments. Michael Binns sent us a brief note from Australia.
I just want to thank your station for producing the English language programming through podcasting. I have visited the Czech Republic a couple of times now, and being able to get Czech programming so easily is just fantastic. I'm trying to improve my Czech language skills as well, actually to gain some. So hearing the little language lesson is great too. Keep up the good work.
Azam Ali Sumro writes from Pakistan.
I have been listening to your Radio Prague broadcast for about 10 months, but this is my very first email to you. It is my pleasure to tell you that I have been enjoying your nice, informative, interesting, entertaining and educative programs, as I believe that for me, Radio Prague is really the very best way to not only know about the Czech Republic, but also your broadcasts help me to understand the issues, matters, events and world affairs from all angles and much more.
It's wonderful to know that new listeners are tuning in, while the long-time ones remain faithful. Among them, Christopher Lewis from England.
Many thanks for the QSL card and program schedule. I also read the comments about DRM transmissions. I enjoy Radio Prague's transmissions in general, and shortwave is my primary means by which to listen. While DRM reception of Radio Prague would be nice, I'm quite contented with my reliable shortwave, as I know that I can turn on to the radio and listen to what I want, which is news from Prague. Shortwave is just a platform for the dissemination of programming, and I have a soft spot in my heart for it. When Prague speaks, the world is listening. Thank you for your programs.
Thank you for listening and keeping in touch. Next week in Mailbox, we'll be announcing the winner of Radio Prague's annual listeners contest. The jury, made up of members of all Radio Prague's language departments, is now busy reading your entries that have arrived from all corners of the globe. Here's what some of you wrote in the introductory notes to your entries. Jonathan Murphy from Ireland says,
I look forward to hearing what other listeners around the world have written about at the end of this month. Many thanks for running this enjoyable contest again this year. It is always fun to enter.
And this is how Stephen Hrebenach from the United States commented on his taking part.
I continue to listen regularly via the internet and still thoroughly enjoy your programming. Over the years of listening, I've learned a lot about the Czech Republic, including many parts of its history. Circumstances in my personal life have made it difficult for me to give much thought to the 2009 competition question, but it did intrigue me, so much so that I felt obliged to respond. But I thought that I would send something just for fun and also to let you know that I am still an active, appreciative listener.
Another participant, Debbie Alto from Canada, says she is a history fan, a former teacher, and a grandmother of nine.
I listen to Radio Prague frequently on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's overnight programming. I heard the announcement of your contest when I was visiting my family in Toronto last week and thought what fun it would be to enter.
Ruth Lacey lives on Prince Edward Island and listens during the night on CBC Radio Canada.
It took me all this time to get the right address. The programme is on at 2:30 in the night, so taking notes,
Sanusi Issa Dankaba from Nigeria writes,
what interests me about history is mainly the stories, and history is storytelling. So these stories, and also what it must have been like to have lived in other times, those are the things that attract me to history.
A few comments there from listeners who have sent in their entries in this year's Radio Prague writing contest. We'll be announcing the final results next week. I'm really looking forward to that. And before I go, here's our monthly quiz question for June. This month we are looking for the name of a great promoter of the alternative medicine practice of hydrotherapy who was born in 1799 in what is today the North Moravian spa town of Jeseník. Please send us your answers to the usual addresses english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague by the end of June. Until next week, happy listening.